Hello, everyone. I'm Bob Labriola. He's Tunch Ilkin of the Steelers Radio Network, and you are watching Chalk Talk, powered by Constellation, the show with the motto,
The eye in the sky does not lie.
I'll tell you what, Tunch, some people are calling the Steelers' win over the New York Football Giants this past weekend a signature win, a defining win. I'm just going to call it a sweet win, and the way you have to play to beat the defending Super Bowl champions on the road, it's called being on the same page. Let's get right to it. Early in the second quarter, second and goal at the Giants' four-yard line. Game is still scoreless.
You know, Labs, as you look at this, the Steelers line up in a bunch formation, and here's Heath Miller, and here's Emmanuel Sanders, and here's Will Johnson. When they line up in bunch, these guys are thinking this is their run formation, and the Steelers love to run the toss off of it. So you're going to see that these guys are going to be leaning a little bit this way. Here's Matthias Kiwanuka. He is the Sam backer, always lines up to the strength. Here is Herzlich, the middle linebacker. He is shifted over. And here's Michael Boley. He is shifted over to the weak side. And what you're going to see here is that the Steelers are just going to run both Heath Miller to the outside. Will Johnson is going to hesitate. And Emmanuel Sanders is going to run on an inside release. When he runs that inside release, if Herzlich jumps on the run faker, if he's looking at him, because Michael Boley is going to do that, then he's going to come right over here, hook it up for the touchdown pass. If Herzlich pops out with them, which he's going to do, then you're going to watch Emmanuel Sanders. He's going to take it to the back of the end of the end zone. And at the snap of the ball, that's exactly what's going to happen. Let's take a look at it. And Ben's calling for the snap. Right now you see the shift. There's the linebacker shifted over. Ben takes the ball. And right now, notice right there that Herzlich went out popped out with Emmanuel Sanders. So right now Emmanuel's thinking, I got to get to the end of the end zone. There's the safety to the strength, the strong safety, and he's going to be playing over to the three receiver side, which means nobody's in the middle of the field, and Emmanuel Sanders is going to take advantage of it. And right there, that's what you call being on the same page. You're going to see it from the end zone, and what makes this so unique is watch when Ben looks over here, he's going to see Emmanuel. So he is going to roll to his right because at the protection over here, Ramon Foster is going to come down on the inside. They're going to squeeze this. And when they squeeze this, Linville Joseph's going to come up here. Ben is going to circle to the right side, just kind of a half roll. And when he does that, he's going to buy himself the time that he needs. Watch the way Emmanuel Sanders comes over at the top. Right now, there's Ben. Now he sees this. That's actually a very nice play by Herzlich. And as the play goes on, look at that. That's what you call being on the same page. They are on the same vertical line as each other. And when you do that, you know you're going to win some ball games.
Coming into this game, Ben Roethlisberger was the number one third down quarterback in the National Football League. Look at this play early in the fourth quarter, third and five from the Steelers' 49-yard line. Pittsburgh trailing 20-10. Pretty good to have the number one third down quarterback in the NFL in this situation.
Oh, Labs, you're absolutely right. You know, when you look at this, first of all, I am so sick and tired of hearing dink and dunk. You know, Todd Haley was asked, is that a negative statement? I think it's an ignorant statement. What the Todd Haley offense is a very intricate, complex route running combinations. This is what you're going to see on this one. Now, the Steelers are in three wide receivers. Here's Jericho Cotchery, here's Emmanuel Sanders, and here's Mike Wallace. Now, on this particular play, these guys are in nickel, and you're going to see a matchup with corners, and they're going to be in man coverage. Both these receivers to the inside, they are going to run deep post patterns. They call those twin routes to the same side. And when they run that, you're going to see these corners are going to run off. You've got one safety over the top and on Trell Roll. And Trell Roll is going to jump. He's actually helping Corey Webster over the top. He's going to come over here. And all Mike Wallace is going to do is he's going to do a shallow cross. And because these guys have been moved out, it is going to be wide open. Let's see how it develops at the snap of the ball. You've got man coverage, which is a little unusual for these guys. They like to play zone. And, oh, by the way, here is Stevie Brown. He is the strong safety. He is now on the weak side, and he is going to blitz as soon as the ball is snapped. And at the snap of the ball, right now, these guys have cleared out. Now, notice that Antrell Roll jumps on this route. Corey Webster is the man. This is, they call this man with one high, the safety being high. And look at, because these guys have their backs to the quarterback, And Boley is going out with Heath Miller. There is nobody on this side of the field. Now, I don't care if it's a quick pass or it's an 80 yards in the air. This ball is going to the house because Mike Wallace has the kind of speed. There's no way Corey Webbs is going to catch him. There's no way Amakamura is going to catch him. And that's how you get six. Let's look at it from the end zone because it's really interesting. Now, here is Stevie Brown. He is their weak safety. He is going to blitz. Nice job. Herzlick is going to blitz. Boley is going to drop off with Heath Miller. Look at Antrell Roll. He is ready to make a play. The only problem is his aggressiveness actually gets the best of him at the snap of the ball. Ball snap right now. Great job by Ben. That's what, when a quarterback is at his best, he knows where his receivers are going to be. You don't even see Mike Wallace in the picture yet, but yet there is the ball, and here it goes, and this is Mike Wallace off to the races. He just outruns Corey Webster, Antrell Roll, and the Prince himself.
You know, Tutch, you can't complete a fourth quarter comeback without your defense also stepping up. Right. Situational football is a big thing for Mike Tomlin. This is one of those instances. Third and 11 from the Giants' 34-yard line. This is on the possession right after Mike Wallace's touchdown. It's imperative that the defense not give up what the offense just gained.
You know, Lebs, we're going to take a look at this play. This is a huge play. It is the sack by Lawrence Timmons, but we're going to show you how coverage and pressure go hand in hand. And what you're going to see here is the Steelers are in man coverage. Now, here's Victor Cruz. And Ike Taylor, because Victor Cruz is on the line of scrimmage, Ike comes up and presses him. He wants to get his hands on him very, very quick. Now, notice that Keenan Lewis is right here, and he's on Hixon, who is in here, actually, who's here on the outside. This is Cortez Allen, who's got Nix, who's on, who is the slot. One of the things you've got to be careful, if you're playing man against a bunch look, which is what exactly is happening right here, you've got to be careful of getting picked. So these two guys can't play as aggressive. On this side, you've got the tight end, Bennett. And in this case, I think Bennett's going to stay in. Bennett sees this overload, Lamar Woodley and Footer right over here. So he's not going to be in coverage. He's going to block. Here is Ryan Clark. He is going to be playing over the three receiver top side. And then here is Will Allen. And you're going to see Will Allen drop here into the middle side. When he sees that the tight end Bennett stays in to help block, and he is going to drift over to this side and take away the middle of the field, the underneath side. Then what you're going to see is you're going to see Lawrence Timmons. Now, Lawrence Timmons is initially going to drop, and he's going to be out here. He's going to be way off the ball. He's in a hug-up because they're in man coverage. And a hug-up means if you see Ahmad Bradshaw block, you blitz. If he goes out, you cover him. So we're going to watch how this whole thing works out. And at the snap of the ball, we're going to take the snap right here. Will Allen's starting to back up. And at this point right now, these guys are doing a great job. There's Ike and Trail. And these two guys. Look how far Ryan Clark is right there. Now, Will Allen, very wisely, he sees Bennett stay in the block. So there's no reason for him to stay out here and cover nobody. So he starts drifting over to the middle. And now there's no place because these guys, look at this, is great coverage. You have their best receiver, Cruz, who is bracketed three ways. Ryan Clark over the top, Will Allen in the middle, Ike Taylor in Trail. You can't go to Victor Cruz. Great coverage here by Keenan Lewis. Another great coverage by here, Cortez Allen. There is no place for Eli Manning to go, and that's why he is being sacked. Let's go ahead and take a look at what it looks like from the end zone because you'll get a better idea as the pressure comes. One of the things that you have to know is that you have to know your people. And right now, Ahmad Bradshaw is saying, look, there's an overload to the right. This is where Bennett is going to try to block Larry Foote. And Ahmad Bradshaw right now knows that Lamar Woodley is the most dangerous pass rusher on this front line by the Pittsburgh Steelers. So his coaches told him, look, if Lawrence Timmons doesn't come, you help David Deal. Because guess what? Lamar is the best. So at the snap of the ball, that's exactly what's happening. And right now, as soon as Ahmad Bradshaw sees that Lamar Woodley's coming to the inside, he looks inside. Now, at this point, he's taking his eyes off of Lawrence Timmons. Lawrence Timmons says, hey, wait a second. This guy's blocking in. I've got a free shot at the quarterback. I'm going to go ahead and take it. And he's got the kind of speed that we always talk about Lawrence Timmons. He's got the kind of speed that surprises people. I guarantee this guy right here is really surprised with Lawrence Timmons' speed.
Tonshi, I have a question for you. How do you prevent Eli Manning from engineering another fourth quarter comeback to bring his team back to a victory? You keep him on the sideline. Late in the fourth quarter, Ben Roethlisberger hits a pass on third and nine to Emmanuel Sanders for one first down. Next play, Isaac Redman takes care of the rest. And the next thing you know, you're in victory formation.
You know, Labs, there is nothing like, if you're an offensive line, when you've got a lead, and you've got the ball with 4 minutes left in the game, and this is what you say. We're in the four-minute drill. We are going to end this ball game with us possessing the football, and this is why it happened. Right now, the New York Giants, we call this 6-1 goal line blitz because the outside linebacker, Mike Boley's right here. Here is Jason Pierre-Paul. He is crashing from the side. And this is old, we used to call this 14 straight. And 14 straight, all it is a hat on a hat. And what you do is you want to double to the down guys and hope that you want to have a double team here, and you want to have a double team here. And what you want to do is drive these guys into Kiwanuka and into Herslick, the middle linebacker. Middle linebacker is shifted over. The Giants will do this because the strength's over here. Steelers are in a three tight end, and here's David Paulson. Here's Will Johnson, and here comes Heath Miller. He's going to come all the way over here, and he is going to help on this. And so you're going to get double teams across the board. You want to come inside and then come off on Mike Boley. And then when Heath Miller comes here, he's going to turn out on Corey Webster, who's going to be coming from the outside. And at the snap of the ball, here comes Heath Miller. And right now, this is perfect. Right now, you see the crease right here. And that's exactly what Isaac Redman is doing. You've got these three guys on those three guys. And here is the crease. Now, this double team right here between Willie Colon and Marquise Pouncey, Marquise is going to be coming off very, very shortly. But the problem is going to be that there's going to be one man coming, and Willie's going to flash for 1 minute. This is where you love having a powerful running back, because when he comes, see, great job on Kiwanuka by Marquise Pouncey. For one split second, Willie comes off the down guy, Linval Joseph, but Isaac Redman says it doesn't matter. I'm going to find that crease anyways. He takes it, and as he starts going up, great job of bouncing off. He never lets the first guy hit him, and this is what you call the last nail in the coffin.
That'll do it for this edition of Chalk Talk, powered by Constellation. For Tunch Ilkin, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for watching. We will see you here next week on Tuesday because of the Monday night game against the Kansas City Chiefs, exclusively on Steelers.com.